Chapter 5. Lexi arrived at home that night with a box of leftover pastries she'd salvaged when she'd swung by the cup and cake to help Cassie close up. It was Jack's turn to cook, and she found him out back grilling steaks. The smell of grilled meat spiced the air, and her stomach growled, then fluttered, when Jack turned his handsome smile on at the sight of her. Sprinkles, her white shih tzu mix, tore herself away from staring intently at the grill to bound around Lexi's ankles until Lexi picked her up. She petted the dog's silky fur and accepted wet kisses on her cheek.
How was your day?
Jack kissed her other cheek. Since he was over 6 feet, he towered over Lexi and had to lean over to do it.
I mean, other than your little visit to the jail.
A blush crept into Lexi's cheeks, and she focused on putting sprinkles onto the ground gently. Oh, that. Yeah. Well, you know how Nance gets when she gets a bee in her bonnet. Jack flipped the steak tip, and the grill sizzled and flames leapt up.
So, what is she into this time?
Lexi set the glass-top patio table as she told Jack about Muriel McGuire's request that instigated the visit to Henry. By the time she was done, they were both seated at the table and their plates full of steak, baked potato, and salad. Glasses of wine sat on the table in front of them. I think Nance might be on to something, though. There was a clue at the crime scene that might shed some light, and I doubt the police followed up on it. Jack looked up from buttering his corn.
What makes you think the police didn't follow up? I assume the murder happened out of my jurisdiction, since the case isn't familiar.
It happened in New Ipswich. Lexi stabbed a tomato wedge with her fork and looked at Jack from under her lashes. I'm sure you would have caught this, but it's something a lot of police might not have. The killer brought muffins. Jack's lips quirked in amusement.
Muffins? That should narrow down the suspect pool considerably. And why couldn't Henry have brought those himself?
Well, he could have, I suppose, except he works late at the hospital, and the bakeries would be closed by the time he got out.
Even so, how are muffins going to help you prove anything?
They were unusual muffins. Corn muffins with sugar crystals on top. Hardly anyone does that. I should know. Lexi cut off a small piece of steak and savored the tangy morsel, as Jack considered what she was telling him. Sprinkles, who had been sitting at her feet and staring at every forkful, must have decided Lexi wasn't going to drop anything. So she took up position at Jack's feet. He bent down to scratch her behind the ears.
So you're thinking that you can find out who sells these rare muffins and then figure out who bought them? Sounds like a long shot. No wonder the police didn't follow up on that.
Lexi was a little insulted at Jack's dismissal. It made her more determined to prove the muffins were a viable clue and to solve the case. Nance was very good at solving cases, and she'd find the real killer. Unless it really was Henry. Lexi still hadn't ruled that out. There's something else, too.
What?
Jack's eyes were wary as he studied her over the rim of his wine glass. They'd been together for a while now, and apparently he knew when she was going to ask for a favor. Henry says he has an alibi, but the police arrested him anyway. He's an emergency room doctor and was at work that night. He lost a patient and then drove around a bit to decompress, but the timing is so tight. Anyway, it seems like whoever investigated just wanted to close the case fast. Lexi gave Jack her most flirtatious look. Maybe you could look into the case and see if you notice anything that seems odd. Jack took a sip of wine, then smiled.
Okay, I can take a look, but I think you and Nance might be in for a disappointment. I'm sure the police had good reason to arrest Henry. Nance won't stop investigating until she sees that for herself. Lexi speared a piece of lettuce and shoved it in her mouth. That's why I'm going to look into it. The sooner Nance and the ladies are convinced the right killer is in jail, the sooner they will drop this. There's one condition, though.
Darn it. Lexi hated conditions. But they needed Jack's help if they wanted insight into the police investigation.
What? No more going to the jail to visit with inmates.
Lexi considered the condition. They'd already talked to Henry, so they probably wouldn't need another trip to the jail. And even if they did, maybe she could stay in the car so as not to break her promise. Finding out the insider information from the police was critical, so she didn't have much choice. She smiled and reached her hand across the table to shake on it. Deal.